with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed, got your feet on the floor, and are headed out to your deck or your backyard to fire up a grill or a smoker. It's going to be a hot one, and we're in these dog days of summer, and nothing better than to grab a cold microbrew and step up to the grill or smoker and get her going and just enjoy your weekend. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, man?
Well, I wanted to talk about a couple more failures. I have so many of them. It's a deep well. I can just keep digging, and I can tell you all kinds of horror stories. And that's part of the learning curve. If you don't take any chances, you won't fail.
Right.
Or guaranteed success at
but
nothing.
But you won't get better either.
At nothing.
Right.
Yeah. One funny story that comes to mind is my wife loves to bike, and I go with her occasionally, but she has hers in her Jeep all the time. And Van Andel and Flickama outfitted it nicely to carry that bike. So she talks me into going on this bike trail. We end up down in Byron Center, Michigan. And so I thought, well, let's ride into town. There's a little ice cream shop there. So we come off the trail and we ride into Byron Center. And then I said, well, there's a big butcher shop I want to show you. I did a remote there with Kevin Matthews when I first got the show going. And it was kind of cool. We were outside grilling. And sure enough, they still had that grill outside when we rolled up. The thing was on fire.
Really?
Yeah. Because they, again, you know, they had a couple ladies running the showroom, and they just threw some meat on it, went back into the store, and left that thing unattended. And it's a propane grill. And this thing was ablaze. I couldn't believe it. And I just flew up, dropped my bike, ran over and shut that gas tank off and quick disconnected it. And really, literally getting burned in the process. But it was going to explode. I mean, I don't know that a tank will explode, but I saw it happen once in a house fire, and I thought, this would be a calamity. I should have probably just, you know, rolled it out in the lawn and let it blow up out there. But
yeah.
I took the chance of
Barbecue Bob is
turning
here to save the day.
For him. Yeah, and that was really scary.
Yeah.
Propane scares the crap out of me.
Well,
it's very dangerous fuel.
It is.
Much worse than natural gas. But the real failure for me was when I first started at Impact and they found out I was doing barbecue. They asked
Impact's
me,
the church, right?
Yeah, yeah. They started at, they asked me to do a bunch of pulled pork. And it was probably before I knew you or before you were involved with me. But so I recruited a bunch of help from in the church. And as I'm throwing these country ribs on and doing, because we're feeding for like 4 or 5 hours. So I'm throwing country ribs on and pulling off product. And we got some helpers along.
Cutting boards.
No, they actually were commingling the tongs that we were handling the meat with.
Raw product and cooked product.
It was my fault. I didn't separate the work areas well enough. And you got a couple volunteers there. And so they're going, you know, grabbing tongs and stuff and then going after the cooked meat. And sure enough, I had the Hershey squirts that afternoon. And I heard that quite a few other people did too. You contaminate the food, man.
Right. Yeah. And there, you know what? That is
That's a
big safety, big safety tip is that if you're dealing with raw product versus cooked product, have separate set of everything. If it's the cutting boards, if it's knives, if it's tongs, I mean, you can clean them between, but just disinfect
the
soap.
The raw,
you know,
meat area is a contaminated station. Everything needs to be contained right there. And when it comes off the smoker or grill, it goes to a totally different station. Do not commingle those stations.
Right.
And then you'll never have a problem.
Yep.
But it's pretty easy. That
if you have to,
bacteria is
because
nasty.
Of the limited area on your grill or your deck, but just while it's cooking then, get some regular disinfectant spray that kills all the germs, wipe that stuff down, wash it down with hot water, rinse it off, because you will make people ill, and it's no fun when people are over at your house and all of a sudden an hour or two after dinner, they're at the bellyache and there's a line at your bathroom. You know, that's not where you want to go. I have a propane story. I know I've told it before, but I'll tell it again. I hardwired. I lived in the country. I hardwired my grill to the deck, right? So I don't have to hang on to tanks. I don't have to shuffle them. They're coming right off my LP pig out back. Well, where I mounted that, it was up on a second story deck and off my kitchen, and it was kind of in the corner of the house.
So you plumbed it from your natural gas system in your house?
LP gas, yeah. I had LP gas, but yes. Yep, so it was plumbed in. But what I did is early on, I'm like, well, the grill looked really good right there. Well, that fire burns hot with that LP gas, and I had it too close to the house. And the first couple times I didn't notice it, but I was melting the siding. I mean, that was close to burning my house down, right? If you got vinyl siding on your house, that stuff's made to withstand a lot of heat and a lot of cold, but it got all, as opposed to straight lines, it got all squirrely, right? Because it got so hot from the radiant heat off of that grill that it melted my siding. And I'm like, okay, wait, I'm the grilling guy, and I don't know enough to pull my grill away from the house far enough to let it breathe.
Well, you weren't a grilling guy back then.
Yeah, well.
You were just an insurance guy.
Right, yeah. Even better.
Yeah. You shouldn't have known better. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the grilling guys and the insurance guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend, and we're talking about all of our miserable failures. So if you just want to switch the channel and listen to something better, we understand.
Oh, it's going to get better. It's going to get a lot better. But you know what? We all learn from our failures, and people think that because we're on the radio and we're talking about it, that somehow we don't have mistakes and that we're grilling guys and everything just turns out perfect with the right seasoning and the right flavor. And that's not the truth. You know, we hit it most of the time, but yep, every once in a while you'll still
make some stupid mistakes.
Right.
Right when you think you're just really the Buddha, you're not.
Right.
I have another one. I had to feed recently about 300 or 400 people. And that's a lot of people to feed. So you've got to do bulk smoking in my big trailer smoker. And I actually had to do it in two sessions. Well, I overloaded it so much with meat that temperature offset that I put into that smoker box with 20 cold butts was more than I could really overcome in the normal time I'm used to smoking something. And here it is, an hour and a half before I need to leave and pack up all this hot food product and go. And my butts are like at 157.
And they need to be at 190.
I'm panicking. I'm trying to crank that fire up. I'm trying to gun it. So what you do then when you fall behind is you take that product out, and it was wrapped, and you throw it in the oven. You crank that oven up to 400. And I can tell you this actually does work because it saved my keister that day.
Your butts. Saved your butts.
I was supposed to be there at 11:30. I didn't get there till 12. I had to feed at 12:30.
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you what, I was sweating it and I was white knuckling it all the way to this Bandit Industries that I was at a few weeks ago. Yeah. They were really gracious. There was, I think we fed 350 people. My daughter Olivia helped me out and massive crowd, but I'll tell you what, I was really sweating it thinking I didn't do this right.
Well, you know, as much smoking as we both do, you've got an idea. If I've got to feed this, you start working backwards with the math to say my stuff needs to go on, because the flip side of that is you don't want it done 4 hours before you want to go there with it either. You kind of want to hit it, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes before I'm supposed to leave. If all my stuff's done, I'm cool, I load it up and it goes.
Right.
And when you get to that point and you realize it isn't happening, what you're describing is that you put too much product on a grill and it couldn't keep the heat up enough. And that was something that doesn't happen a lot. I mean, you're not doing parties that big all the time.
No, but you know what? I did make up my mind, and I talked to ABS yesterday. I'm ordering an ABS judge on a trailer frame, and it's going to have the rotisserie in it. I cooked last week in Boston, and I cooked on a giant Southern Pride, and having a giant rotisserie to throw all your meat on is so nice, so much easier. You just hit the button and the rotisserie comes around and brings the basket up. You pull your product on and off. You hit the button and it rotates again and the next one. So much easier than sliding racks in and out. I'm hooked on a rotisserie. So Mr. Hillman at ABS is making me a big judge trailer. So if you want that trailer of mine,
You're going to get a
great deal on it because it's a sweet.
Well,
piece
I tell you
of
what,
equipment.
It's served, ever since I've known you, you've had that thing, and we've cooked thousands of pounds of meat
on
that thing, and it still chugs along every time we use it. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with one of the iHeart sales guys, Jeremy, who bought some new equipment and came in and asked us a little bit about how to use it and explain some of the issues he might be having. So we thought maybe you would have some of those too.
That's right. Go to thegrillingguys.com for all your resources and check us out. Like it, follow it. You can also do an RSS feed if you want to podcast our show.